This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. My esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner, is in Buenos Aires this week. I'm sure he'll be back with some great new music for all of us to hear. But since I'm left to my own devices, I thought, what genre would I like to cover that perhaps Ernesto might nix or perhaps deny me the opportunity to bring to you, loyal listeners? And well, I am a bit of a rockero. Yes, a rocker. It's true. I used to be a hip-hop artist. When I was younger, I was in a rap group called Hip Hop Judios that was signed to a label in the early 2000s. But in spite of being a one-time rapper, I love my rock too. And we live in strange times, times when it seems like so many youth no longer want to play instruments. And, you know, I felt today it's all about the return of the rock. We're going to start things off with actually one of my favorite Latin alternative rock songs from an iconic artist, Gustavo Cerati, the former leader of Soda Stereo, one of the pioneering groups in Argentine rock, later had a very successful solo career, and unfortunately Gustavo no longer with us, but he left us with some incredible work, including this song, Al Fin Sucede. It's a really powerful rocking song with some exceptional guitar work. I love this track. It's from his 2006 album, Ahí Vamos.
Que al fin sucede.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite Latin alternative guitar-charged rock anthems. Yes, my colleague Ernesto Lechner is in Buenos Aires this week, leaving me to my own devices, and it means I want to play a lot of rockin' tunes. From Buenos Aires, Argentina, we just heard No Lo Soporto, a very talented all-female group, which I believe is two or three sisters and cousins. And this song we just heard was called Nunca Iré, and it's from their 2009 album Avión. And if you recognized those guest vocals, that was none other than Gustavo Cerati, who kicked off the show. He was the leader of Argentina's iconic rock band Soda Stereo, and I believe he was an early supporter of this group, No Lo Soporto. Now from Argentina, we're going to head to the unlikely location of Kansas City, Missouri. Yes, Kansas City may not be home to a burgeoning Latin alternative scene, but it is home to a very good band, a group called Making Movies. And these guys have been doing their thing for a couple years now. They found a backer in Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. He produced the group's most recent record, I Am Another You, too. And I really dig making movies. I think they're doing some interesting stuff, you know, mixing up traditional Latin sounds. A couple of the guys in the band are from Colombia. And this song I'm a big fan of. It's called Locura Colectiva. It's totally rocking, but it's got a nice little Latin groove there. This is, again, from their latest record, I Am Another You, Making Movies, and Locura Colectiva.
Es una pura mentira.
We are
making movies,
and you're tuned into the Latin Alternative.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin alternative. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and a special episode dedicated to some of my favorite rockin' Latin alternative anthems. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, and we just heard AJ Davila, the pride of Puerto Rico, at least among garage rock fans on the island. Yes, AJ, formerly the lead singer of a group called Davila 666, or Seis. They had quite a buzz a couple years back, and then AJ started a solo career, and I'm a huge fan of that track, Animal. It's from an album he put out a couple years ago called Terror Amor. This is a guy who's, you know, lives truly and breathes the punk rock lifestyle, couch surfing, playing shows to 50 sweaty kids in a basement, and he just has a tremendous energy, which I think came across very well in that song. And since we just played an artist from Puerto Rico, I thought we should also spotlight perhaps one of the biggest alternative acts out of Puerto Rico. I know a lot of people consider Calle 13 to be a reggaeton artist, but, you know, from day one, these guys were not your typical Latin urban group. I mean, for one thing, they play instruments live, but more than anything, their lyrics far more intelligent and thoughtful than so many other acts, you know, in the genre. And they've always embraced, you know, I think, an open mind about instrumentation. This track we're going to play, Calma Pueblo, features members of Mars Volta backing them. So this is just straight up, probably the hardest rocking song I've ever heard from Calle 13. I love this tune. This is Calma Pueblo. It's from the group's 2010 album, Entren Los Que Quieren.
De febrero, después de estudiar tanto, terminé siendo rapero. Mi familia es grande, mi casa casa somos ocho y la clase media baja no recibe plan 8. Es normal que mi comportamiento no les cuadre, y más cuando el gobernador desempleó a mi madre. Me desahogo cuando escribo mi letra franca, para no terminar explotando en la Casa Blanca. Mis rimas te ponen tenso y te dan calambre. Yo soy el que hago que coman sin que tengan hambre. Mezclo lo que veo con lo melódico. Yo estoy aquí para contarte lo que no cuentan los periódicos. Es el momento de la música independiente. Mi disquera no es Sony, mi disquera es la gente. Las personas que me siguen escuchan el mensaje, por eso me defienden a los puños sin vendaje.
Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú, tú eres como yo. Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú.
Te ofende lo que escribo, a mí me ofende tu playback que estés doblando en vivo. A mí me ofende cuando tú sobornas a la radio con plata, con dinero para que te suenen a diario. Ni siquiera los Beatles tenían cuatro canciones sonando al mismo tiempo en las radioestaciones. Esto lo puede ver hasta un bisco. Tú vendes porque tú mismo te compras tus propios discos. No me digas que no, si a mí me han ofrecido hacer eso. La mitad de los artistas deberían estar presos. A mí no me ofende que por hablar mucho me llames loco. Tú dices poco porque sabes poco.
Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú.
Duro. Yo uso al enemigo, a mí nadie me controla. Le tiro duro a los gringos y me auspicia Coca-Cola. De la canasta de frutas soy la única podrida. Adidas no me usa, yo estoy usando Adidas. Mi estrategia es diferente, por la salida entro. Me infiltro en el sistema y exploto desde adentro. Todo lo que les digo es como el Aikido. Uso a mi favor la fuerza del enemigo. Ahora quítate el traje, falda y camiseta. Despójate de prendas, marcas, etiquetas. Pa' cambiar el mundo, desnuda tu coraje, la honestidad. No tiene ropa ni maquillaje. No me hablen de carteles ni de los Sopranos. La mafia más grande vive en el Vaticano. Con el truco de la fe se cogen a la gente. Se cogen a cualquiera que piense diferente. A mí no me cogen, yo creo en lo que quiera. Creo en la gente, creo en mi bandera. Creo que los que me señalan con el dedo me tienen miedo porque yo no tengo miedo.
Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú eres como yo, papá. Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú, duro, duro. Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú. Tú eres como yo, papá. Calma pueblo, que aquí estoy yo. Lo que no dicen lo digo yo. Lo que sientes tú, lo siento yo. Porque yo soy como tú.
Hi, this is Andrea from Aterciopelados, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Rota está acá en el parque.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and a special episode dedicated to, yes, guitar-charged rock en español. Or I should say, rock and roll, right? Not every Latin alternative song has to be in Spanish. But we just heard one of my favorite groups in Latin alternative music. I'm talking about Aterciopelados, pioneering Colombian rock band fronted by Andrea Echeverri. You know, Andrea has really been doing her thing for the feministas for many years now. I mean, she's been a very outspoken feminist, always with some very interesting lyrics. And that song, though, was not, you know, they have a lot of political songs, but what I like about the Aterciopelados track we just played, Al Parque, it's a song celebrating a very famous music festival in Colombia known as Rock Al Parque, or Rock Al Parque. And that song, Al Parque, is very much about that festival and many of the bands who've played there over the years, Colombian bands in particular. It goes back to 2006 off the group's album, Oye. If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, we hope you'll also follow us at The Latin Alternative on Facebook and on Twitter. Our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show. We're now on Spotify and iTunes by simply searching for The Latin Alternative. You can also stream us each week at latinalternative.com. And now from Colombia, we are going to actually stay in Colombia. I was thinking that we were going to move a little further down the map, but actually there's so much great rock down in Colombia. And one of my favorite bands in recent times is Diamante Eléctrico. These guys are a newer band, really powerful group. Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl is a fan. In fact, Diamante Eléctrico opened several Foo Fighters shows in South America a year or two ago. And the track we're going to take a listen to is called Todo Va a Arder, or It's All, Everything's Going to Burn. And these guys indeed have a burning guitar rock sound. I love these guys. It's off their 2015 album called Be or Be.
Estoy perdido, ¿ves?
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Esta es nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. You are listening to an all-rock episode of the show. My colleague Ernesto Lechner is back in Argentina, allowing me to play whatever I want, and I wanted to rock today. So we just heard from Caracas, Venezuela, now actually based in Mexico, really cool band called La Vida Boheme. I love that song we just heard, Radio Capital. I mean, these guys have a groove and an energy and just, you know, a real sense of urgency to their sound. I think definitely La Vida Boheme, a bit new wave inspired, and certainly I think influenced by American bands like The Rapture, and that track is called Radio Capital. It was on their debut album, Nuestra, that came back a couple years ago, and they've put out several other great albums since. I definitely encourage our listeners, check out this great band, La Vida Boheme, and if you ever get a chance to catch them live, do so. These guys are crazy. They wear these splattered paint clothes, and they just always get the crowd moshing. Can't say enough good things about that band. Now from Venezuela, we will head to Mexico, and a song I hadn't listened to in a long time came on my shuffle the other day. I was like, man, Jumbo, these guys were so good. They took some time off. I believe they've occasionally put out new records, and the lead singer, Clemente Castillo, recently put out a great solo album. But this particular song that just popped into my iTunes shuffle the other day called Bajo Control, or Under Control, this is just a straight out rocker, man. I mean, for those of you who missed their aggressive rock with some energy, you know, and I'm not gonna lie, a little bit of an 80s influence, although the song was recorded in the 2000s. This song is for you. Very high energy. Let's take a listen from Monterrey, Mexico. This is Jumbo and the song Bajo Control.
Y no creo en la sotería y nunca había brujería. Y no pudimos ir a donde Charlie. García.
Porque los pericos no nos dejan dormir, no nos dejan dormir. Y al cabo que ni quería.
Hablo con nadie en medio de la calle, mentando madres, ando en el viaje esperando que baje. Son las lagunas metales. Hablo con nadie en medio de la calle, mentando madres, ando en el viaje esperando que baje. Son las
tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a special all rock episode. Yes, my colleague Ernesto Lechner is down in Buenos Aires this week, allowing me to play whatever I want. And I just felt it's been a long time since we properly banged our heads on this show. And we just heard Molotov, one of my favorite groups. These guys, when they started, were often being pegged as Mexico's answer to the Beastie Boys, largely because they rapped and also played their own instruments and were political and sometimes conscious, but also sometimes very much just writing crazy party anthems, very much like early Beastie Boys. As Molotov has evolved, they've taken on more of a hard rock sound, which some of their longtime fans, I think, may have been disappointed by. Others prefer it. I'm sort of neutral on that one. I do very much like this recent Molotov song called Lagunas Metales, or Metal Lagoons. You know, this song is pretty funny. For those who speak Spanish, it's very much an homage to many of the groups who came up in the rock en español, or Latin rock scene of the 90s. They're name-checking a lot of artists from that era, and it's sort of like from the perspective of this just rock-obsessed fan. So it's kind of like Molotov making a Latin rock homage to other Latin rock artists. Cool tune. Goes back to 2014 and the Lagunas Metales single. Now we're going to head over to Argentina, a country that's very dear to me. And one of my favorite bands, a group we've actually had on the show several times, is an indie rock band called Banda de Turistas. Now these guys, very heavily influenced by 60s and 70s psychedelic rock and power pop, I would add as well. But it's cool because these guys, you know, these 20-something year old kids who are just very influenced by the 60s, 70s glam rock as well. And this song we're going to take a listen to, one of my favorite songs by Banda de Turistas. This song is called Amigos, or Friends, and it's from their album Ya. Yeah. This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norek. You've been listening to a special episode dedicated to rockin' sounds. We just heard from Montevideo, Uruguay, the band No Te Va Gustar. This is a band that can fill arenas, especially in the neighboring country of Argentina. That song we just heard, Pégame Más Fuerte, Hit Me Harder. Hit Me Harder indeed. I mean, this is the rock show today, right? I love that track. Some great guitar work on that song. That song, Pégame Más Fuerte, came out last year. It's from No Te Va Gustar's latest album, Suenan Las Alarmas. And if you like what you've been hearing, hope you will follow The Latin Alternative each week. You can follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show. It's now in Spotify and iTunes if you just search for The Latin Alternative, or you can stream us at latinalternative.com. And now we are going to wrap things up with, you could say, the OG Latin rocker. Yes, I'm talking about Carlos Santana. Now, everyone knows, you know, some of Santana's biggest hits like Evil Ways. And, you know, we've played these songs on the show many times in the past. But I thought I would actually play a more recent Santana song. I mean, this song, this episode is dedicated very much to guitar rock. And I thought, you know what? How about
Santana playing homage to Cream's classic Sunshine of Your Love. Yes, this is Santana with guest vocals from someone who I admit I'm not normally a fan of, Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. You could call me a hater of Matchbox 20, and yet somehow Rob does a good job on this track, and Santana killing it with the guitar fretwork here. Sizzling fretwork indeed. This came on Santana's album Guitar Heaven, the greatest guitar classics of all time. So we've got some Santana paying homage to Eric Clapton and Cream. This is Santana's take on Sunshine of Your Love. We'll be back at you again next week. Adios. Josh Norick for the Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.